You had a discussion with Akeem today, you saw?
I did. We talked, yeah. We'll talk again.
Clear the air?
What's that?
Did you clear the air? Is everything...
That's between he and I.
Nice to have him back on the field, Tom. I'm
absolutely
smiling, working with Eli.
Absolutely.
So, Tom, he did admit that maybe he should have reached out to you. Did he express that?
That's, again, that's between he and I.
Is he going to be limited for this?
Yeah, we you know, you don't know where he's at, so we're trying to figure that out. But he got some work today, and that was good.
Tom, could you tell, though, that he's behind, obviously, because he hasn't been to any of these OTAs, and that he's suffered a little bit from that?
Well, he's definitely not in tune with where we are. I mean, we've had 9 OTAs, and we've thrown a lot at him. So, I mean, he's just had one meeting. So, but, you know, if he's around, he'll pick it up quick. He'll get it fast.
How much does his presence change the look of the receiving core you currently
have? Well, it will make a big difference once we get him here for some extended time, which this camp's not going to allow us, but... at least he's here and he's working.
Tom, there's a chance that this absence doesn't, in the end, mean a whole lot, right? I mean, if you have him healthy in training camp, isn't that where he and Eli can really reestablish that they would need to?
Well, I would hope that they would do some work between now and then together so that they would, you know, make up for some lost time. One thing I did mention to him is you got to kind of go out in the backyard like you did when you were a kid with the quarterback, and you guys get on the same page. So.
Was that the idea of kind of that one-man drill where he caught passes from all four quarters?
He always has done that. Whenever the special teams period is up and the quarterbacks are throwing, he'll go over and catch the ball.
Anybody stand out?
No, we had good energy, though. It was good energy today. You know, we've got the Tradish, which sometimes you got to fight through it, and you will in training camp. You know, somebody, one group is a little bit ahead of the other group, and you've got some errors that don't allow the kind of execution you'd like to see on both sides. But there's nothing unusual about that. You know, and it'll be that way for a while in training camp also. But, you know, I think there are certainly players that we want to get back in the fold, and then we think that once we start camp with these guys, we can start making some progress.
Your two offensive linemen that were sidelined, Chris Sneed and David Voss, are they both on track to be ready for training camp, or are they?
That's what I'm told, that they will be ready to go. I'm sure there'll be some limitations, but I think it won't be like it is here. You know, they'll be able to work.
Have you been able to do more with having a tight end back and fullback throwing more to them out of the backfield than the traditional quarterback?
No. Henry's demonstrated outstanding hands, so. It's not that anymore. You see, when there's a tight end playing the fullback position, you got a bigger, taller man that, you know, that looks, as you look over the field, he certainly is very obvious about where he sits. So the ball may be going to him. I don't know if that's the case, but no more, no less. No.
Speaking of Henry, I don't think we ever got an update on what his status is.
He's doing well. He's, you know, he's every day he's in there.
Is it realistic for him to be ready for the start of the season?
Hope so. Just like I hope for JPP.
You had any updates from him or about him since we last talked to you Thursday? He's still in California, JPP.
He's back. He's back. And he's here, but he's, you know, he's in the process of getting to the point where he can do some things, and I know probably for the first 3 or 4 weeks he's not going to be doing much.
He's in the area, is that fair?
But he's here, right here. Yeah, he's not in the facility right now, but he's in town. Yeah.
Any interest in the former Ravens fullback who became available today?
We're interested in everybody.
Tom, you got one of your receivers, starting receivers here today. Is there a concern?
Do I what now?
You got one of your starting receivers.
Yeah.
Is there any concern that Joe was not here yet, or is that something
to take? Well, I've been optimistic since day one, and it hasn't gotten me anywhere, has it? So I'll just continue to be that way. You know, the clock's running. Calendar dates are going by, fellas. You know, this is something that at least we could have benefited by, if nothing else, you know, this mini camp. But you have to realize that there is no contract at this time. So without a contract, he's not going to be here.
Coach, have you sensed that the rookies are becoming more comfortable now that they're starting to fold in and work with the veterans? Are they getting better?
Well, they're definitely getting better. They're definitely getting more used to the routine. It's just as more stuff gets thrown at them, you know, it might be one step forward and two back. So they're getting there, though. It's a group that's a good, impressive group right now.
Coach,